Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It looks like we have some breaking news before we get to more portal news. Connor, is this just came down?
This just came down from Joe Tipton.
This was something I was kind of halfway expecting hearing throughout the week with all of the portal news, but it looks like Ashton Hardaway is getting into the portal. Penny Sun is getting into the portal. He submitted his paperwork, according to Joe Tipton of On3, and it looks like he'll be elsewhere going into next year. That's a weird one. That's a tough one.
Surprising.
I've heard rumors of it all week. I don't know the relationship, you know, Penny and Ashton have behind the scenes and the role that he was going to play going forward. But that is tough to see someone's son go. There's going to be a lot of jokes made about it, so get ready for that.
Sure. It's also tough in that it's another roster spot that you're going to have to fill now this offseason. And, you know, I think that right now Dane Danger and P.J. Haggerty and Nick Jourdain, that's a pretty good place to start from. But, you know, this just adds another one to the board that you have to fill.
And I like Ashton's – maybe on the defensive side he needs to improve, and I think that would have come with, you know, more seasoning, more years at this level. But I like his offensive bag. I like the – obviously down the stretch of the season he could not shoot very well, and a lot of his three-pointers were clanked and some were airballed, the whole thing. But you saw, especially in that Michigan game earlier in the year, he can really put it up from outside. I liked that thought process behind Ashton, but that's not going to be there, and it continues down this path of – I know it's hard for everybody to keep freshmen in this era of NIL and transfer portal. It's hard to keep them on campus consistently. But you thought with Ashton Hardaway, the son of the coach, he'd be able to stay here. But it continues down this path of, you know, Penny does struggle to keep guys on campus when they have extra years of eligibility. And if he can't keep his son on campus, it's hard to keep any.
Yeah, players. I think it's less of a Penny Hardaway issue, though, and more of just the NIL era of college basketball. You know, these younger players, there has been a tendency for them to just not want to wait their turn, or if they don't get enough playing time their freshman season, they want to go somewhere else where they believe they could be valued more. And it's just, that's why this is surprising, because it is Penny Hardaway's kid, but at the same time, I don't necessarily think it's a Penny issue.
So let's count through scholarship guys.
Yeah.
Now that Ashton's gone, Nick Jourdain, Dane Danger, P.J. Haggerty are the guarantees, and then David Jones on the outside. And then Jared Harris, their one high school guy. So that's four guaranteed and one that could be added if David Jones decides not to go to the NBA. It just opens up another roster spot, I guess. That's the way that Penny needs to look at it and the staff need to look at it. And this should add another name into the transfer portal. I think if your low ball was seven transfer portal additions, let's up that to eight now.
Yeah, go ahead and jack that number up.
That's tough to see, man. That's tough to see.
It is.
And I think there'll be opportunities out there for Ashton. He was a four-star recruit coming out of high school.
Yeah.
I believe he went to Duncanville, if I'm not mistaken. And he's got some ability. He needs to get more fleet of foot, right? He needs to be able to move side to side a little bit better. But damn. I mean, we talked about, Patrick McCaffrey leaving the Iowa program after 4 years and wanting to find one more year of eligibility. And we got after Fran McCaffrey, who's the head coach, and Patrick McCaffrey's his son. We got after him. I think Penny deserves some of that, maybe a little bit of that energy as well. He will get some of that energy out there from the national media, not being able to keep his son on campus. Jaden stayed here for 4 or 5 years. We get that, but Ashton will not be in a Memphis Tiger uniform.
I'm not sure Jaden had the options, though.
Yes. Ashton is clearly the more talented player.
Yeah.
But Jaden showed a little bit throughout his sophomore and junior year, right? Like a little bit.
A little bit.
Where he got a bunch of minutes this senior year, even though he tended to struggle. Like, he earned his keep. He earned his minutes by the time he got to his senior year. But Ashton Hardaway, if you're just now joining us, has gotten into the portal. That is Penny's son. We understand that. And he is no longer going to be a Memphis Tiger. Now, we talked about Dane Danger already. There's a couple of names out there that I think could be next in line to end up in a Tiger uniform. One is Aaron Scott from North Texas. I've already mentioned him a little bit. He's about 6'7". He's got one more year of eligibility once he got into the portal, and he's going to transfer out of North Texas. But 11 points per game, around 6 rebounds per game, very, very solid wing player on the offensive end, decent shooter from three, about 37% from three. But the big thing about him is his defensive upside. He's very, very good on the defensive side. 2 steals per game, very long, very athletic. He understands the schemes that I think Penny would sort of attach to him. So I think that would be a good addition. Now, the other one that's more interesting, you talk about Ashton leaving. We could have a Memphis reunion. We could have a reunion with a Lawson here at the University of Memphis. The Tigers have been in contact, and the staff has been in contact with Jonathan Lawson. How do you feel about that? That's an interesting career arc to go from Memphis to Creighton, not really get the minutes you wanted at either, and then come right back to Memphis when it's all said and done, if that is how this all plays out, if he does commit to the University of Memphis. I think he could be a massive help. If you need to fill out this roster, I would take Jonathan Lawson back. I think he's very talented,
yep.
And I think he's got some, when it comes to athleticism of all of the Lawsons, I think he's way up there. He's got a decent 3-ball to go along with it. I think he can develop as a player. He just didn't get that opportunity at Creighton. He thought he was going to transfer to Creighton and get a lot more minutes, and that's not how that all played out. So maybe he looks back at his Memphis days with a little bit more shine on them.
Yeah.
Considering he did get maybe sparing minutes, but he got minutes.
Absolutely. I would be very pleased if Lawson ended up back in a Memphis Tigers uniform. I thought he had a lot of talent and potential when he was here. I was sad to see him go. So I would welcome him back with open arms. And like you said, the roster absolutely needs it. But it's another, guy who understands the city of Memphis. He understands Penny Hardaway, and he would know what he wants. He's a pretty good defender. He's long on the defensive end. So he fits the profile of a guy that Penny's probably going after. I mean, Aaron Scott's not that much different than what Jonathan Lawson could possibly be. Aaron Scott's 6'7", long, lengthy defender that can shoot a 3-ball.
Just with more experience and more minutes.
Right, Jonathan Lawson kind of fits that profile. So I think it would be great if they got both of those guys.
No, I think it would be phenomenal. And I think, weirdly enough, it feels like Penny is going about this and the staff is going about this in a more quiet way. Like, there's been guys on campus we haven't really heard about. P.J. Haggerty was on campus. We had no idea. The only guy that we got reported on was Dane Danger. Being on campus earlier this week. So it's a quieter portal cycle. But I'd say through 2 days, this is pretty phenomenal for Penny. You got to keep this momentum going. I wonder how much the Ashton Hardaway thing is going to sort of slow down that momentum. Let's revisit that, though. I what does that say? Like, how much does that say about Penny and the program that his son is leading the program?
I don't think it says that much.
I just don't. But it's hard not to read into it. This is his damn son.
Okay,
this is his son.
But that's where it's like there could be a lot of things going on. Like, Penny might understand that Ashton's not going to get a lot of playing time because he's not very good on the defensive end. And they could have had a conversation about, hey, let's sit down and talk. My teams, we learned this season that you have to be a plus defender to really be on the floor and for my teams to be effective in the schemes that I want to run. You don't necessarily match that. Let's see if there's another opportunity that you could go to where you get more playing minutes and you can develop there. It could be that simple. I don't really look into it that much. I don't think it has an overarching say of what's going on within the program. I think it's just era of NIL that we're in.
Let's be honest, though. Sure, yeah, it's the era. But also, I think when you mix the fact that his 1 year on campus was just completely tumultuous.
It was drama-filled, sure.
Drama. Like, maybe that's got to play into it, at least to a certain extent.
Probably.
And he didn't get much minutes by the end of the year. Like, that's got to play into it. Ridding yourself of what you view as a potential toxic situation for yourself, even if you're the kid of the coach, the son of the coach, I think there's something to be said about that.
I think it could be as simple as the system doesn't really fit your game. You're not going to play much next season. I know that you want some playing time. Go find another place. I think it's that simple. I really
could
do.
Could you exit interviews Ashton sitting in front of his dad? He's like, yeah, I don't know if you're going to get a lot of minutes next year,
but
son. That's tough. That would be a really tough conversation.
Isn't the flip side of that coin, though, that it is his dad, so he can have that tough conversation with him?
Sure, but again, it
also could go to.
I don't think you can look at this and not at least try to, sort through it, because, he was going to be one of the returning scholarship guys. He was the guy that you sort of banked on being here alongside Nick Jourdain before the transfer portal hit. And for him to leave and also be your son, it's just like you cannot not read into that. You have to at least try to use some context clues there.
I mean, you can read into it. I just don't think it was.
But it clearly not good.
I don't know. That feels like an assumption, though, isn't it? Like, we can look into it and say this is what it says, but it doesn't necessarily have to mean that there's a massive toxic situation going on with the Memphis Tigers. It could just be, hey, you're not going to play a lot next season. You don't fit the schemes that I'm trying to run. If you want playing time, you probably need to go somewhere else. It's probably that simple. And, hey, to be quite honest, I need your scholarship. Hey,
and I'll say this. Jason and John always talk about Penny being the godfather. If he had that conversation with his son behind closed doors, that is godfather-esque.
Well, let's also think about it this way. We've talked a lot the past few seasons about you cannot keep everybody happy. That has been one of Penny's faults, is he tries to keep everybody happy. This could also be a move in the direction of, hey, man,
really keep my son happy in this situation.
Well, it's just I can't give you minutes next year just because you're my son.
Yeah.
That's not going to happen.
And that doesn't jive with the fan base, unless you deserve
him.
And stylistically,
so
he's not the most athletic
and getting
up and down
time.
The floor with his lateral movement.
To me, it's not that. I mean, it's a little bit, but it's like a Lawson when they leave. Like, they have ties and they're close and all that stuff. But at the end of the day, I think
it's just.
But
they're not a Hardaway.
I'm not going to act like it's some huge signal as to what's going on, especially when the day before they got P.J. Haggerty and Dane Dane.
I'm just trying to talk through this
without P.J. Haggerty and Dane Dane already committing and then being tied to these other people, then I would think it would signal some huge thing going on. The fact that it happened post
and we've been hearing murmurs.
And we've been hearing murmurs of it. So that's why it's not some huge surprise. It's surprising in that it is Penny Hardaway's son.
Yes.
That is a surprising
surface
part
level
of it.
Very surprising.
I just don't know if it signals some huge toxic situation going on. It certainly signals that, Penny probably had a tough conversation with him, or Ashton had a tough conversation with Penny.
And
if it is best for him to move on, then I wish him the best.
Here's a very realistic proposition too. Like, you're looking at Penny. He knows his seat's warmer after last season,
sure,
the way it went. He needs all hands on deck. He needs all guys that he fully trusts to run his system, and maybe Ashton Hardaway just doesn't.
I'm pretty sure that's probably what happened.
Yeah,
it came down to, you're not going to play a ton next year. If you want some playing minutes, you probably should go somewhere.
There's
else.
A lot of possibilities.
It's awkward.
But it's so damn, like, it's just such a headline. Your son leaves campus and gets in the transfer portal.
I am curious where
he goes. Transfers away from his dad's program.
Sure. I'm curious where he goes, though.
Yeah. I think they'll be, again, he was a 4-star coming out of high school.
Yeah.
And it's not like he showed nothing last year.
Right.
I think people see some limitations with his game, especially on the defensive end and running the floor. But he can knock down a 3-ball. There is
he's
a system
talented.
Out there that he can fit into.
Well,
we saw the
Michigan game. Like, he can do, that's the ability that he has. So maybe, I wish him the best. I hope he goes somewhere and, works on that defense and gets some more confidence in that 3-point shot.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.